BBC News with Julie Candler. Senators in the United States have condemned the CIA's use of extreme interrogation methods following the September the 11th attacks, saying in some cases they amounted to torture. A long-awaited Senate report said the techniques used provided no useful information to the U.S. authorities. The Senate Intelligence Committee said the CIA had repeatedly misled politicians and the public. Ali Makbul reports from Washington.
The report says the CIA misled the media, the American public, Congress and the White House itself about the torture of al-Qaeda suspects after 9/11. It details the use of sleep deprivation, of up to 180 hours, of painful stress positions, of sexual threats and of humiliation, hooding naked suspects, dragging them down corridors and beating them. Addressing the Senate, the committee's head, the Democrat, Dianne Feinstein, said it was important the report was published now.
It shows that the CIA's actions a decade ago are a stain on our value and on our history. The release of this 500-page summary cannot remove that stain, but it can and does say to our people and the world that America is big enough to admit when it's wrong and confident enough to learn from its mistakes.
President Obama has said that the harsh interrogation methods detailed in the Senate report will no longer take place on his watch. The director of the CIA, John Brennan, has defended his agency's adoption of tough methods. He insisted that despite the mistakes that had been made, the techniques had helped prevent attacks, capture terrorists, and save lives. The Republican senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, said he believed the interrogators' motivations were to protect America.
All I can say is that the techniques in question were motivated by fear of another attack, and people at the time thought this was the best way to defend the nation. I accept that on their part. But as a nation, I hope we have learned the following, that in this ideological struggle, good versus evil, we need to choose good.
European and U.S. financial markets have fallen sharply due to renewed concerns about Greece. The Athens stock market plunged 10%, and the price of crude oil has hit a new five-year low, close to $65 a barrel. Here's our economics correspondent, Andrew Walker.
Greece was a key factor as political uncertainty was heightened by a decision to bring forward a presidential election. That raised new doubts about whether Greece will stick to an international bailout and to the associated conditions for managing the government's debts. Earlier, China tightened lending rules, which could add to the economic slowdown underway. The oil price was affected as weaker global economic performance would undermine demand for energy.
World news from the BBC. The United Nations Refugee Agency says Western countries have promised to increase the number of Syrian refugees they will accept. Following a meeting of member states in Geneva, the UNHCR said the total would increase to 100,000 in the coming months. This is a significant increase from the current figure allowed into Western countries, but falls well short of the number aid agencies had called for. A U.S. citizen has been indicted in Israel on weapons charges amid concern that he may have posed a threat to Muslim holy sites. The Justice Ministry says that the man, Adam Everett Livix, had acquired some explosive material, and Israel's Internal Security Service, Shin Bet, said that under questioning, the suspect had admitted giving thought to the possibility of attacking Islamic holy places. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has sacked his vice president, Joyce Mujuru, and at least seven other ministers following a power struggle in the ruling elite. Mrs. Mujuru had been accused of corruption and plotting to kill Mr. Mugabe, who publicly denounced her last week. Our Africa editor Richard Hamilton reports.
An unseemly power struggle is unfolding in Zimbabwe, and the cracks are appearing in the governing ZANU-PF over who should succeed their 90-year-old head of state. Joyce Mujuru was once seen as Robert Mugabe's heir, but rumours persist that he's lining up his wife, Grace Mugabe, who's 40 years younger than him and until recently seemed more interested in shopping than politics. Mrs. Mujuru said she'd been subjected to a malicious character assassination in the state media. She had, she said, become a fly in a web of lies whose final objective was the destruction of the government.
The International Olympic Committee has officially recognized Kosovo as a member, meaning the former Serbian province can enter a team in the 2016 Games in Rio. Kosovo, which declared independence in 2008, still hasn't been accepted by the United Nations, and Russia and China refuse to recognize it. BBC News.